Good morning once more. We are so happy that we have an opportunity to look into the Word of God. We are coming to the end of discussing this first disorder of disunity in the church at Corinth. Paul has talked about the cause of the disunity, this lack of getting to know the message of the cross. And misplacing or giving wrong value to the leadership, dividing over the leadership. This is the graces that God had given. And also not getting to know the place of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Holy Spirit for this church. The other cause was that not getting to know the ministry that the Spirit of God is doing. And then we discovered that there are consequences. The consequence is that there'll be stunted growth or become stagnated in their growth. We also discover that they're going to miss the rewards, the final rewards and the immediate rewards. And we also discovered that they were told not to boast over the leaders because they were boasting and over the leaders. So Paul says things that we should not have done to our leaders. Number one, he said we should not worship those leaders. We have already established that. And today we want to see 1 Corinthians and chapter 4 and verses 1 to I think 13. We want to see how do we then respond? How do we look at our spiritual leaders? And how do we benefit to them? What should we do to them? But one key thing we discover is that we should never worship our leaders. We should always give them honor. Don't give them worship. We should never give them worship because worship belongs to the Holy Spirit. It belongs to God. But we should give them honor and double honor. We should respond to them. We should serve them. We should hear them. We should not make their work bitter. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 7, and also Hebrews 13 and verse 17, it's talking about that we need to honor our leaders. We need to hear our leaders. We don't need to make our leaders' work bitter because we will not benefit from that. You see, how we respond to the leadership will also depend on our growth. It will also depend on our rewards. There are people who miss the rewards because of the way they respond to their leadership. There are people who are leaders, and there are people, although they are leaders, they really dishonor their leaders. They hate their leaders. At the back of their mind, they hate their leaders. They are always out there to show how their leaders have not worked well. They do not honor the grace that God has given these leaders. One of the leaders said, "The anointing that you do not honor, you do not benefit from." So there are so many people who have not benefited from the grace that God has given the church through the leaders. Leaders are gifts that God has given us. Paul had said already in chapter 3 that we don't need to boast over those leaders. We don't need to compare them. We don't need to malign them. We do not need to speak against them. But we should uphold them. We should respect them. So let's see what Paul says that we do to the leaders. So how did Paul advise the church of God in Corinth to look at both Apollos and himself? Let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 2, and see what Paul says. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 4, 1 and 2, he says, "So look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Christ, who have been put in charge of explaining God's mystery." Now, a person who is put in charge as a manager must be faithful. So Paul is guiding the church at Corinth on how to Look at the church, at the leadership, at the church leaders. He says, look at us, wear the lenses, and look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Christ. We are only servants of Christ. We are stewards of Christ. And we have been put here in charge of explaining God's mysteries. There are so many secrets and God's mysteries in the church. If we dishonor our leaders, we will not be able to get the mysteries of God explained to us. What an issue. What a bad life church has lived by not getting to know the mysteries of God explained to them. Paul and Apollos were given for that very reason. So he said, look at us. You see, the way you look at these people, that's the way you'd be able to serve them. So he said, and those people who are put in charge of explaining, they, as managers, must be faithful. It is not about the church to judge us or to judge leadership, whether they are faithful or not, because they are not accountable to them per se. They are not responsible to them per se. They are responsible to the one who put them in charge. So he says, church leaders are managers. Let me at this juncture mention to you some of the analogies or some of the great images that you can look at leaders. One, leaders, look at leaders as managers of God who are put in charge to explain the mysteries of God. Look at them as they are managers. Look at them as models, a model. Look at them as a person that you can emulate. It's a model that has been given to you. There are many things that you do not know to do, but look at your leader. Emulate them. They are a model. Look at them as mentors who can be able to help you overcome the issues that you go through. Look at them as ministers. Yes, and you can look at them. All those M's we have talked about is a minister, a model, a manager, and all these, they are our mentors. Look at them that way so that you will not be able to compare them. If they are different, whatever God has given them, it's up to God. Now, if you go a little back in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 to 9, what had he said about those leaders? He said, after all, who is Apollos? Or what is Paul? We are only God's servants. So he goes back and says, look at us as servants through whom we believed the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted. Look at us as some of the people who plant. Apollos watered, but God who made it grow. So it is very important for us to have the right view of our leaders. Right. What do the members say about their leaders? Look at what they are saying about their leaders. Let's look at a few things. How they would look at them as how they compare about the leaders. They would say, now, as for me, it matters very little how I might be evaluated by you or by human standards or human authority. Do not evaluate leaders on our human authorities. That's what Paul says. In fact, he says, I don't even trust my own judgment on this point. He also don't evaluate himself in human judgment. My conscience is clear, but that doesn't prove I am right. It is the Lord himself who will examine me and decide. So Paul now puts himself and says he should not have anybody to judge them because they are God's servants. And as a servant, they can only be judged by the one who put them there. Sometimes we are there and we want to style up our leaders. It our leaders are God's servants, and we should they should not even judge themselves by human standards. God will judge them. And you see, from verses 6 all the way to 7, he says, so don't make judgment about anyone ahead of time before the Lord returns. There's a time for judgment, for he will bring out darkness or dark secrets to light and will reveal our private motives. Then God will give to each one whether whatever praise is due. Dear brothers and sisters, I have used Apollos and myself to illustrate what I've been saying. If you pay attention to what I have quoted from the scriptures, you won't be proud of one of our leaders at the expense of others. Don't be proud. For what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God hasn't given to you? And if anyone, everything you have is from God, whether why boast as though it was not a gift? You think you already have everything you need. You think you are already rich. You have begun to reign in God's kingdom without us. I wish you really were reigning already, for then we would be reigning with you. Instead, I sometimes think that God has put us as apostles on display, like prisoners of war at the head of victor's parade, condemned to death. We have become a spectacle to the entire world, to people and to ages. Now, what we are saying here is that Paul was giving how he's looked at by leaders, how he's judged by leaders, and how sometimes the judgment is not right. And he said, it is God who is going to judge. And sometimes he gives some of the things, some of the painful things that leaders go through. And we are going to be able to look at that later on. Father, help us to look at our leaders with the right view that we are supposed to look at them. Help us not to judge them wrongly or with human wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.